The new law requires store owners to register with the state if they're going to run video poker machines and turn over a portion of proceeds to the state lottery corporation. Kelly Burke is the lawyer representing more than 100 store owners suing the state. He says his clients have no problem with those parts of the law. They do have a problem, says Burke, with the portion of the law that mandates that store owners split their net profits evenly with the companies that lease them the machines.
What the state did is they said, in order to do business with us, i.e. the Georgia Lottery, convenience store operators, you have to agree to give machine owners half the money. Well, why?
WABE legal analyst Paige Pate says the mandated contract terms are unusual.
I can't think of another situation where the legislature has stepped in and tried to determine the amount of profit that an individual business or a group of businesses can make off of a legal commercial enterprise.
State Senator Butch Miller of Gainesville sponsored the bill, and he doesn't expect the lawsuit to get very far.
Now, I did not have one single negative comment during the crafting and during the presentation of the bill. It was discussed at great length, and the convenience store folks were happy with it. The operators were happy with it, and we moved forward.
A lobbying group for machine owners and individuals who own companies that lease the machines to the stores contributed more than $8,000 to Senator Miller's reelection campaign in 2012. He tells WABE he was not aware of that figure and that the individual donors are longtime supporters. The store owners want a Fulton County judge to declare the law unconstitutional. The Georgia Attorney General's office says it has no comment on the lawsuit. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.